The president of Cooley Law School is Don LaDuke. Don, we were talking earlier about the lawsuit, and now we've got kind of a cooler story to talk about. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
You are thinking about expanding into Florida. Tell us about it.
Well, we're actually not thinking about it. The American Bar Association approved our application to expand to the Tampa Bay area last week. And we plan on opening down there in May of 2012.
Do you have a facility?
We did. We bought a building in Florida. It's right off I-75, pretty much at the corner of 301, about 130,000 square feet, which is a pretty good-sized law school facility. So the external part of that is already constructed, so all we'll have to do is some relatively minor remodeling on one end of the building and then construct some classrooms and things in an open space at the other end.
All right, right here. Now I'd like to apply for the PR job for that facility because it's going to be in beautiful Tampa. Why that area?
Well, it actually, we didn't intend particularly to go to Tampa. Law schools need to go where their students are. Florida's our second biggest student base already. And we did a demographic study of virtually every metropolitan area in the United States, and two or three places came out near the top of the list. And when we started looking at them, as your question anticipated, we found a really good available facility in the Tampa area, and that was enough to make it the choice.
How many schools, how many law schools are in the Tampa-St. Pete area?
Just one. There's a school called Stetson, pretty well established.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put it in comparability to MSU Law School or Wayne mm-hmm. in its profile.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around for a long time. It's moved around a little bit, but it's always been in that Tampa area.
Do you think that that will hurt enrollment for Cooley here in Michigan?
Well, you have to go back and get a perspective. We anticipate that we will lose some here, but as we were building up our other campuses in Michigan, we actually ended up with a overgrowth here in Lansing. So we've been trying to balance out so that half or slightly half of our students were here in Lansing and the rest at the other campuses. And we'll be fairly close to that this fall. And then if this campus goes as planned, we'll be about 50% in Lansing and 50% elsewhere in the fall of next year.
All right. Cooley has almost 3,000 students here in Lansing. Auburn Hills and Grand Rapids also have nice attendance there when it comes to, or I should say, enrolled students. What do you hope to get down in Florida?
Well, we planned it around 700. And that's a bit of a guess because you don't really know what the market will be from students around the country. We picked Tampa because it's 4 million people in that area, which is roughly comparable to the Detroit area, and it only has the one law school compared to three or four, depending on how you count in Detroit. And we just think we're not sure of what the draw will be from both in Florida and from other states. Your question about your comment about seeking the PR job down there is people have a good reaction to Florida, although people that live there have a good reaction to Michigan during the summer.
What growth do you foresee for Cooley in the future beyond this?
Well, we have been, as I've said, we've been rebalancing a little bit, so we haven't actually grown that much. Our average for the last 5 years with the completion of the branches in Grand Rapids and Auburn Hills and the start of the Ann Arbor branch, the overall growth has only been about 1% a year. So we'd be looking for 1% or 2% growth as this new campus unfolds.
Earlier this morning, we talked with Jim Thalen about the lawsuit, not only that Cooley has against the law firm, but that the law firm representing four people has against Cooley. I don't need the specifics of that, but as the president, just what's your perspective on that?
Well, it's unfortunate, but I think when you graduate 15,500 lawyers, you're going to have one or two that think, well, that's what they taught me how to do, so I'll do it. We don't think there's any merit to the claims they're making, because I caught the tail end of your interview with Jim, and one of the things that we'll be emphasizing in the litigation is that we've reported our employment statistics the same way for, I've been there 37 years, and I don't recall it ever being any different from this. And we do exactly what's called for by the American Bar Association and the National Association for Law Placement, which is the only, those are the only two groups that collect employment data. And I'm not quite sure why they singled us out. We'll learn that during the litigation, but we're doing what every law school in the country does.
All right, Mr. LeDuc, I know we called you earlier, and you were kind enough to provide us with some time. Thanks so much.
It's my pleasure.